فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
عمده عمل انسان بعد از ایمان.
Self purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashimi Nejad. Please stay tuned. It has been written about Allama Bahrul Ulum that he was on a journey to Karbala, and the narrations concerning shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam become a great wonder for him. He thought to himself, how is it possible that shedding a single teardrop for the innocence of Imam al-Hussein can cause major sins to be forgiven? Allama Bahrul Ulum was deep in thought. On his way, he came across a handsome Arab youth. He started to speak with him. The youth said, Allama, I see that the narrations which are about shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam have become difficult for you to understand. He said, yes, that is true. No matter how much I think, I cannot digest the idea that shedding a teardrop over the innocence of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam causes major sins to be forgiven. The youth, whom he later learned he was our master Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, had come to ease this mental distress of Sayyid Bahrul Ulum. He said, O Allama, have you not heard the story of the king and the old woman? Bahrul Ulum replied, No, young Arab.
Parmudan.
The young Arab said, a king went hunting. The animal he was hunting was scared away. He was left alone. Tired, his friends and ministers had left him behind. He was wandering in the wilderness until he came upon the tent of an old woman. The old woman did not know that this man was a king. She assumed a guest had come to her. Well, people usually honor and respect guests. As the hadith says, honor the guest, even if he is an unbeliever. He continued, of all the things in the world, the old woman had only one sheep, so she slaughtered the sheep and received the king whom she did not know. The king saw that though she is an old woman, she has manly determination. The king said to the old woman, if you happen to enter the city one day, this is my address. Pay me a visit. Many days passed. Incidentally, the old woman entered the city and went to visit the man. She saw that he was a great king and marveled at the splendor of his palace. So the king received the old woman in a kingly fashion, gathered all of his ministers and courtiers, and told them his story. He said, all of this woman's possession in this world was a single sheep, which she granted it to me. What shall we give her in order to return the favor? One said, give her a sheep. Another said, give her wealth. And another said, give her land. He said, no, she has given away whatever she has had. If I give her whatever I have, only then I have returned the favor. Now, our master Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam turned to Bahrul Ulum and said, my great-grandfather Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam spared no effort to please his lord on the day of Ashura. he gave away whatever he had. Of course, Allah does not intend to give his divinity to Imam al-Hussein on the Day of Judgment. However, if he forgives all the sinners in the world for shedding a teardrop over the innocence of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it is nothing. He said this and then disappeared. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashim Nejad. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye. Thank you.